Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Shouting. They were empty. The men were gone. My host, the footman, and the cook all vanished in the night.
Quite a unique experience, eh, Watson?
Yes, it reminds me of...
I was furious. I packed my bag and I set off to visit the chief land agent in the village. But I found everything in order. Darcy had rented the place all right, and even paid 3 months in advance. My next step was to come into town and call at the Spanish embassy. Mm.
Yes?
Well, they'd never heard of Darcy. Well, then... That's the end of my story.
Well, I'll admit it seems to fit in with what we discovered at Wisteria Lodge. We even found the note you spoke of.
Oh, but gosh, you threw it into the fire. I saw him do it.
Well, it was a dog grate. He overpitched it. I found it crumpled up at the bank.
That's it. I recognize the paper.
Hmm. May I see it?
What's it say?
Our own colors, green and white, green open, white shut. Main stair, first corridor, seventh right, green bays. Godspeed, signed D. A woman's writing. An assignation of some sort, I should say.
Oh, why should he turn pale if it was just an amorous intrigue?
It was more than that, Watson. She writes Godspeed. It was a serious and dangerous undertaking.
Who do you suppose she is? She signs herself D. He was Spanish. She might stand for Dolores.
Very good, Watson. But unfortunately, she wasn't Spanish.
Huh? Why not?
She writes to our Spanish friend in English. But there are others in it, too. The envelope is addressed in a different hand, a man's writing. The print of a man's cufflink has been pressed into the sealing wax. A remarkable note. There's something about it I don't quite like. Ah. Lestrade. Where did you say Garcia was found?
Oxshot Common, about an eighth of a mile from home. Head battered in.
Footprints?
There weren't any we could see. The rain had washed them out.
Robbed?
No, big watch and money were left intact.
Any idea when death occurred?
Well, it was before the rain. The ground underneath the body was dry.
Well, perhaps his servants had a grudge against him.
And took the first opportunity when there was someone in the house to finish him off. No, Watson, no, that's hardly logical. We can count out the servants.
Well, then why did they disappear?
Exactly. Why?
Well, Mr. Eccles, if you don't come around to the yard, I'd like your story in writing.
Certainly. I'll come at once. But I retain your services, Mr. Holmes.
I should be delighted to collaborate with Scotland Yard, if Lestrade doesn't mind.
And what good would it do if I did?
Ah, then that's settled. Suppose we take a run down to Esher, eh, Watson? I find I have a longing for the country.
I'm coming too.
Splendid. Suppose we meet tonight at Mr. Garcia's poetically named villa. What was it? Oh, yes. Wisteria Lodge. I fancy it will...
What woman?
The woman who wrote that note, Watson. If I'm not mistaken, she's in a decidedly dangerous position.
In just a moment, we'll find out what Sherlock Holmes discovers on the visit to Wisteria Lodge. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, don't fool yourself about a cold. A cold is too tricky and treacherous a thing. It can take too many serious turns. Act promptly at the first sign of a cold. Take such a well-known and proven preparation as bromoquinine tablets. Bromoquinine tablets are a one-purpose medicine. They're made for the relief of colds and only for the relief of colds. Specialized medication gets the best results. Bromoquinine tablets quickly relieve the distress of a cold. They quickly relieve the headache and other pains that go with a cold. They relieve the stuffiness and depression that accompanies a cold. They help reduce the fever of a cold. These effects are important, and if you want to be sure of them, you will take bromoquinine tablets. Bromoquinine tablets are on sale at all drugstores, a few cents a box. Ask for bromo, B-R-O-M-O, quinine, Q-U-I-N-I-N-E, bromoquinine cold tablets.
Look here, Holmes. Why go plodding about on a night like this? Oh, dear, there's another storm brewing. Besides, the inn in the village isn't half bad. I spent a few hours there this afternoon while you were messing about the countryside.
Yes, I noticed you managed to strike up quite a friendship with the barmaid.
Pretty little thing, wasn't you? Such nice red cheeks. And you have to go and drag me off to this wisteria place. Why not wait till daylight? It's too dark to see anything now. Even the road.
Oh, stop grumbling, Watson. You promised Lestrade we'd pick him up at the villa.
Yes, but...
Besides, we'd better rescue that woman. That note was written under pressure. The writing was shaky. Someone else addressed the envelope, sent it off, and lured Garcia to his death. He's probably being kept prisoner at this moment. Unless they've killed her, too.
But how are we going to find her?
The note ran... Main stair, first corridor, seventh right, green days. That indicates a large house.
Well, there aren't many large houses in this neighborhood.
Quite. Moreover, it had to be a house Garcia could get to, do what he intended to do, and be back by 12 o'clock, less than an hour's time.
What do you mean?
I mean that Garcia had invited our friend Mr. Eccles to visit him with one purpose in mind.
Well, what was that?
He wanted an alibi. That is why the clock struck 12 when Mr. Eccles' watch indicated it was only a quarter past 11, which was the correct time, by the way. Garcia intended to be somewhere else at 12 o'clock.
Yes, but where?
Somewhere within the radius of a mile. That would give him a chance to get there and return in time to have an alibi watertight. There are only two large houses within this radius. One belongs to Lord Weaverley, a conservative old fellow. Well, he's out of the question. The other, High Gables, was rented just a month ago by a man who called himself Henderson, who looks like a foreigner, whose house is run by foreign servants. With the exception of an English governess for his little girl.
You think she may be the woman in question?
I only know that she's not been seen for the last 3 days.
That looks bad.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, there's a light from the Wisteria Lodge shining through those trees.
Yes, the stars here ahead of us. A lugubrious looking place. Are you home?
Yes. Come on, across this driveway. Look. Sitting in the middle of the study with a light beside him. What's the matter with the man? He's as stiff as a ramrod. Tap on the window, Watson.
Oh, Jude. Those men called for letters.
What's up, Lestrade? Open the window.
Oh, I never expected to see the day when I'd be glad to see your face, Holmes. Oh, it's been a bad evening.
Here, Watson. Step over the sill. That's it. Now you can close the window behind you. Now then, Lestrade, what's been giving you the jumps?
Well, it's a lonely, silent house, and what with that queer thing in the kitchen, when I heard your tapping at the window, I thought it had come again.
It? What's it?
The devil, for all I know. I got here a bit earlier. I was sitting here reading a book when all of a sudden something made me look up, and there was a face looking in it.
What was it like?
Well, it wasn't black, nor was it white. Sort of a clay color, like it was dead and had earth on it. Size of like a hungry beast. I tell you, I couldn't move a finger. Just shut my eyes and opened my breath, and it was gone, like that. To thin air.
Yummy. Scotland Yard seeing ghosts. What a novelty.
I wish you'd seen it. You wouldn't think it was so funny.
Yeah. Let's have a look around the house. Lights. Paperback Spanish novels. Old pinpoint revolver. Nothing on the desk. Guitar. Well, nothing very exciting about this.
Wait till you see what's in the kitchen.
Well, no time like the present. You know the place, Lestrade. You lead the way.
Oh, not on your life. I'll go with you, but not ahead of you. Here, down this corridor to the right.
Watson, you better hold the lamp. Lestrade's hand doesn't seem to be as steady as usual.
This is the kitchen.
Tidy looking place. chicken feathers all over the room.
A white cock torn savagely to pieces.
And over in that corner is a goat with its throat slit and blood all over the place.
Perfectly beastly.
Oh, but that's not the worst. Look here by the sink. Here's something to make your flesh creep.
What a sinister, shriveled up thing. Looks like a barbaric Negro doll or a mummified monkey.
That's no doll, Watson. Nor yet a monkey. That was once a human being. A South American mulatto, to be exact. Down there, tribes have a secret process by which they can dry and dwarf the bodies of their dead enemies until they look like this. It's a voodoo fetish. And all slain animals indicates a South American sacrifice. A South American. Green and white.
Of course. What, Holmes? What is it?
Never mind, Watson. No time for discussion. Hurry. We must go to High Gables and find the governess. She must be made to talk while she's still able. That's the house. The governess's room is at the back. Hello. What's this? Closed carriage without lights drawn at the front door. Baggage piled on top.
Make a getaway.
We must stop them.
How can we? We've no warrant.
Thank heavens, I'm not a member of the official police. My revolver is warrant enough for me.
Look, look, look. The front door's opening. Two men are coming out.
One of the great goodies, Henderson, as he calls himself. I think I can tell you his real name if I can get a look at his face.
They're carrying something between them.
It's a woman.
The goodness. But why can't she walk? What have they done to her?
They're putting her in the carriage.
Come on, let's stop them. Now, then, hands up, both of you.
Carlo, drive on. Pay no attention. Drive on.
No, you don't, Carlo. One move to pick up those reins and you'll get a bullet through you. Now then, what have you done to that woman?
She is sick. We are taking her to London. You must not stop us.
Lestrade, light the carriage lamp.
Right.
Watson, take a look at that woman. What seems to be the matter with her?
Pulse. Pupils of eyes. She's been drugged. Opium. She's half conscious.
We'll kill her. She is sick. We must get her to a doctor. Every moment is vital.
Oh, Vladimir. He's a devil. He killed Garcia.
Listen to her. She is delirious. We must go to a doctor.
Don't worry. She's in good hands. Dr. Watson will take care of her. Now, Lestrade, if you remove the gentleman's hat so we can have a good look at his face.
No, no. Do not touch
him. All right.
Don't
no. Uh-huh. All right. Fix it. Lestrade, arrest this man. He is the murderer of Garcia. And heaven knows how many other poor souls.
But who is he?
Don Murillo, the Tiger of San Pedro, the most bloodthirsty tyrant that ever ruled a helpless people.
Say, Dr. Watson, I'm still a bit confused.
Yes, and so was I, Mr. Manning, until the English governess explained the whole thing to me. Don Murillo had been the dictator of the country of San Pedro in South America. Its colors are green and white, you know. He was a terrible man who had no scruples about butchering anyone who stood in his way politically. One of his victims had been the Spanish husband of this English lady who later on became Murillo's governess. His reign of terror ended in a revolution. But he managed to escape the country, however, with all the government funds. The inhabitants of San Pedro plotted to bring him to justice. And the Englishwoman managed to worm her way into his household. And she and a party headed by Garcia planned to kidnap Murillo and take him back to San Pedro where he would be tried for his crimes. Murillo suspected the governess, however, intercepted her note, and killed Garcia. That was Grogo, Garcia's huge mulatto cook, who was sneaking back to get his voodoo fetish. That horrible, shriveled mummy.
Well, that was a blood-curdling story. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Watson will return in a moment to give us a hint about next week's adventure. The time to treat a cold is when you feel the first symptom. Don't let it go. Don't let it develop. The quicker you treat a cold, the easier it's checked. At the first symptom of a cold, at the very first sneeze or sniffle, take bromoquinine tablets. Bromoquinine tablets are made especially for the relief of colds. They're made to do one thing and do it well. Their merit is not a question, but an established fact. They have years of reputation to back them up. Why, then, experiment or fool around when you have a cold? take the one and only bromoquinine cold tablets. You can buy them in any drugstore, a few cents a box. Insist upon what you ask for. Bromoquinine tablets. And now, what are you to tell us about next week, Dr. Watson?
Next week? Well, supposing I tell you the story of the one that Holmes calls The Adventure of the Three Garradeds.
Garradeds? What on earth are Garradeds? Oh,
it's a family name, Mr. Manning. And the story is concerned with a gentleman named Garradeds who wished to trace other people of the same name. For rather curious reasons.
You have been listening to a Sherlock Holmes adventure adapted from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's story, The Adventure of Wisteria Lodge, with Basil Rathbone as Sherlock Holmes and Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. The dramatization was by Edith Meisler. Musical interludes composed and conducted by Lou Kosloff. This program is presented from Hollywood every week at this same time by the makers of bromoquinine cold tablets. Quick relief for colds. This is Knox Manning speaking.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.